Jesus tells a parable to the religious leaders who are plotting his death, revealing that their plans will, ironically, bring about the fulfillment of Scripture. I begin reading at verse 33. Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his produce. But the tenants seized his slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and get his inheritance." So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? He said to them, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at harvest time." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the Scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes.' Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that produces the fruits of the kingdom. The one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush anyone on whom it falls." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard these parables, they realized that he was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowds because they regarded him as a prophet. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Most of you know the story of the Beauty and the Beast, and I'm sure most of you probably have seen the Disney version of it, either on the video or maybe even the play. In the story, a prince has a spell placed upon him, and the spell is that he is turned into a beast until he learns to love someone and that someone loves to learn him. Years pass and he never does find that someone. Finally, he entraps or imprisons a beautiful young woman in his castle. In the meantime, then, he eventually learns to love this young woman. But time is quickly running out. She does not love him. And so, out of love, he releases her, and he lets her go. Eventually, she finds that she too loves him, and the prince, or the beast, is turned back into a prince. Now, that's just a fairy tale, but there is a point to this fairy tale that out of love, we need to let go. We need to let the things go that get in the way of love and just open it up so that love can be absolutely free. St. Paul brings about that point here in the second reading today. He lists his credentials, all the things that make him who he is. He was raised in a very Jewish family, a family that followed all the codes and the restrictions and the traditions of that Jewish family. He was raised in the right way. I'm sure as a child, he was brought to worship each and every week, and his parents taught him right from wrong, and they raised him up in the way of their religion. As he grew older, he was intelligent, and he became one of the best of the best because he became a Pharisee. And only the best of the best became Pharisees. And as a Pharisee, he was one of those who strictly followed all the laws, the rules, the codes, and everything else that went with their religion. And he made sure, he had a lot of zeal to make sure that his religion stayed pure. And that meant also then getting rid of all those outside influences, things that would change that religion. And unfortunately, that included the way of Jesus Christ, or the way of the followers of Jesus Christ, the new Christians that were popping up. And Paul became a persecutor. But Paul had a lot of credentials. He was the best of the best. He was a Pharisee. He was respected among the people in his religion. He was also born into a fairly wealthy family, so he had means. He had family support. And on top of all of this, he was also considered a Roman citizen, which gave him the rights and the privileges of the most powerful kingdom on earth in that day and time. Paul had all these things going for them, but he was willing to let it go. He calls it, all these credentials, he actually calls them rubbish, because he has been included in that family of Jesus Christ. He has a goal that he's striving for, to reach that day of righteousness, to reach that day when he too will be joined with Jesus Christ to live in the heavenly kingdom forever. And he strives for that goal. And by that goal, that is the most important thing in his life. And he was ready to let go of all those other things that seemed so important in making him who he was. He let it go. What are we willing to let go, or what are we willing not to let go in our lives? We have lots of credentials, lots of things in our lives that are very important to us. Maybe it's family that's so important to us. Maybe it's our property. Maybe it's our homes. Maybe it's wealth. Maybe it's prestige or lots of friends surrounding us. All of these things are good things, but at the same time, anything can get in the way of faith. Anything can step in that way of faith. And sometimes maybe we are called upon to let go of what steps in the way of faith. For Paul, he let go of all of that prestige and all of that honor, the wealth, the family. But he found something much better. He found that love of Jesus Christ. He opened his heart to that. Us too, we are called, maybe sometimes, to sacrifice. St. Paul, even in his new life then, his life became much harder than what it was. Many times he was imprisoned, he was beaten, he was chained, he ended up in a shipwreck, stranded on a deserted island, and eventually he too, as tradition goes, he too was crucified on a cross in Rome. For us, sometimes letting go of making those choices, We gain the life that Christ has promised to us. But sometimes that life is tough. Sometimes we do have to give up and share or put aside certain things in our lives that are normally very good things, and they still are good things. But at the same time, our focus, our goal, as Paul calls it, is in Jesus Christ. The Old Testament lesson for today kind of gives some consequences of those who do not follow the ways of God. And it is a parable of a vineyard in the Old Testament. And God plants a vineyard. He sets up a watchtower and a wall. He plants all the grapevines. But all he gets out of it is sour grapes. The people of Israel were not ready to let go of all the things that they had going on in their lives to strictly worship God. And what's God going to do? He's going to come in and have the whole place leveled. The New Testament lesson is very similar to that. Jesus also tells a parable of the vineyard where the owner of the vineyard plants the vineyard. He puts a wall around it, puts up a watchtower, digs a press, a vat, and he leases it out to tenants. When harvest time comes, the owner sends some servants to collect the rent. The tenants do not want to pay, and so they beat and kill the servants. Eventually, the owner sends his son. The tenants are still not ready to let go of what is owed to the owner, and they kill the son of the owner. And because of that, then, Jesus asked the scribes and the Pharisees, what's going to happen to these tenants on this land who have beaten and killed servants and killed the son? And they said, he's going to destroy those tenants and find new tenants. The tenants were not willing to let go of what belonged to the owner. We too are called to let go sometimes, to let go of those things that we hold dear in order to follow Christ. The life here on this earth is not promised to be more glorious or more rich, but it is promised to be more full, that knowing that we can handle anything that life in this world dishes out to us when we have a strong faith in Jesus Christ. We are called sometimes to let go of what we hold dear. There's a story of a rancher who loved his property. He loved the animals. He loved the land. And one day as he was out checking his pasture, he suddenly had a stroke and he fell to the ground. As he lay there dying, he grabbed a fistful of dirt and clung on to it tightly. He was buried with that fistful of dirt in his hand. The man was raised up and brought to heaven, and in front of the pearly gates, he met St. Peter. And St. Peter says, "Welcome, come on in, brother, and enjoy the benefits of God." And St. Peter told him, though, "You must leave the dirt behind." But he wasn't ready to let go of that fistful of dirt. And so he just sat there outside those pearly gates. A few years pass by, and some of his friends come by and say, "Come on in. Come on in with us." But he still was not ready to let go of that fistful of dirt. A few more years pass by, and his wife dies. And she, too, comes by those pearly gates and says, "Come on, honey, let's go in together." And he looked at his hand, and he still wanted to cling to that fistful of dirt from that ranch that he loved so much. He wasn't ready to go in. A few more years pass by, and his children come by those pearly gates and say, "Come on, Dad. Why don't y'all go in? Come on in with us." Still, he wasn't ready to let go. More years pass by. And finally, his granddaughter comes up. And she says, "Come on, Grandpa. Let's go in together." And she holds out her hand. And when she holds out her hand, he reaches down to grab hers. And he opens up that fist. And all that dirt just trickles out from his fingers. And he grabs her hand. And they go in through those pearly gates together. The first thing he sees when he walks through those gates is his ranch, more plush and green than ever. Sometimes we are called to let go of those things that get in the way of our faith, to let go and grab the hand of Jesus Christ as he says, "Welcome, come on in, come on in to this new life." Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.